Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
He's also a liar. He's also a liar. First of all, let me tell you, it's not to brag, you know, listen. Pardon the Interruption is the number one show on ESPN spanning 20 plus decades. First Take is the number one morning show, 13 years and counting. April will be 14 years. Don't tell me you are an athlete and you don't know that. Don't tell me you're an athlete and you don't know that Cam Newton ain't on this show.
One eternity later.
But a professional athlete performing because he in his feelings, because somebody might have critiqued him, or some weak-ass reporter or pundit on radio gonna ask the question out of context. Out of context. They misquote Cam, all right? Because like Cam said, he was talking about the Patriots, not him. And you gonna ask the question, well, ask it accurately instead of misrepresenting Cam Newton. And if you're a player, how about knowing that, yo, Drake May, you were at Carolina. We nice, we like what we're seeing from you now. We didn't see that last year in New England. We damn sure didn't see it in North Carolina. This brother right here is a national champion. Undefeated. Heisman Trophy winner. Okay? He's done it. Number one overall pick. You ain't take the Patriots to the Super Bowl yet. This brother did.
Stephen A. yesterday. Just to clarify a few
things.
Yeah,
not a great performance by Stephen A., but he's trying.
As you pointed out yesterday, Cam Newton did not take the Patriots to a Super Bowl.
Oh, no. He helped bring them into the ground.
PTI also has not been the top show on ESPN for 20 decades.
That would be a record. He's not on PTI.
Right.
And anytime they had like a guest on PTI. So PTI, even for people who watched it, you're like, it's Wilbon and Kornheiser. They would have a ton of different guests. Could you name all the guests? Like, no. Even if you watched the show, you wouldn't even know the guests.
Right.
I think some of this is semantics, but I also think it's wild to just assume that every athlete watches your show because you talk about athletes.
Yeah,
that is crazy to me.
I don't assume that. Still, if you're
That's
asking
what he
me,
assumes.
No, right. If you're asking me, do I think Drake May, who adores Cam Newton, is like his favorite player, I don't know if he does anymore, his favorite player growing up, and people, I keep hearing this. It's like, well, people just watch social media clips. He doesn't watch the show. He doesn't have to watch the show. On the social media clip, it says First Take. Like, it's on the clip. So, like, if you're asking me, do I think Drake May probably knew where Cam Newton was? My guess is yes, but I don't know that.
And but not Stephen enough to call him a liar.
Well, right. And for Stephen A to go up there and say all athletes know that, like, that's nonsense.
It's so stupid.
Specific to Drake May, knowing what we know about him and how he reveres or used to revere Cam Newton, maybe. Did you say this yesterday, or did was I listening to
was
Hart?
Was it a good point?
Yes, it was.
Then I did.
It might have been Hart.
Oh.
So
probably not.
he's bragging about being the top show on ESPN. It's not even like the top show.
Oh, good point. It's not like I'm the best show. It's like I'm the best show on ESPN.
I'm the second highest rated show on ESPN. It's
so
like,
we
right.
rerun SportsCenter for 8 of the hours, but we're better than that. And what? We're not better than PTI.
It was weird. And he calls it a morning show. It's really not a morning show, I don't think.
I don't know.
I think Get Up would be the morning show. Or yep. SportsCenter would be the morning show. But whatever, talking about semantics, that would be semantics.
Definitely semantics.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know how many guys that age are watching it. I'm with you. I'm sure the clip maybe has gotten around to him at some point. But just because Drake May liked Cam Newton doesn't mean you're going to follow. He liked the football player. Doesn't mean you're going to follow his post-football career. I love Paul Pierce. He's been on a million different shows. I couldn't tell you the name of all the shows he's been on.
No, that's true.
I know that he did. Remember he did that funny thing where he had to like walk to work? I don't even know where he was going.
Right.
And like we covered this for a living. I don't know where he was. I think there are certain people that are synonymous with their shows. Then there are others that are sort of guests.
It also
gets muddied because there's Twitter and Instagram. So people can just have like a viral tweet and they weren't on a show, but it's still getting a lot of attention.
You like to hold a grudge very much.
I love it.
If somebody came at you, would you, and I'm not talking about like a Twitter egg, I'm talking about like another media member, would you have an idea of where they worked?
No, I don't think so. I think I would know if they said something or what they said, but
you might
I wouldn't
not know
keep
the
track
name
of like
the show.
Their LinkedIn. Right. I wouldn't know what they were doing.
You might know the station, but maybe not the show.
Maybe.
Like there's no way Drake didn't know that Cam was at ESPN. So that let's at least at minimum,
yeah, but
Billy said this yesterday.
Yeah.
At minimum, Drake May knows he's all over ESPN. Now, you might not know he's on First Take. I'll give you that.
Yeah, yeah.
My guess would still be he probably does. He did the Cam Newton celebration. Cam's been calling him out now for weeks. Oh, he only saw the social clips. Yeah, the social clips all say First Take. He's sitting there next to Stephen A. My guess is you have a good idea, but whatever. Stephen A. shouldn't have called him a liar. You have no idea if he knows. And to apply it to all athletes, I'm talking specifically Drake, knowing what we know about him with Cam Newton, to apply it to all athletes was stupid.
Yeah, I think it's nuts because like they're all arguing about different stuff and like none of it is correct. So they're annoyed at heart, which I find funny, but like they're annoyed at heart for really just relaying what Cam said, and it didn't take him out of context.
They keep saying he misquoted
he
or took him out of context. Hart's question was,
right,
you called the Patriots fool's gold. They're like,
that
I didn't
fit.
Say Drake May is fool's gold. Right. I said the Patriots are fool's gold.
Right.
It's like, that's what Hart asked.
And that's what Drake answered.
Correct.
So that part, so Cam is all butthurt because he thinks he got like misquoted, which is wrong. And then Stephen A is all butthurt because Drake May said he didn't know what show he was on.
Right. It's a shot.
Which,
he took like, it as a personal
he
shot.
He may
at his
or
show.
May not have. And also, I don't think Cam Newton is synonymous with First Take.
You're a liar.
No, that's true.
You're he's a not, liar.
If you were like, I don't know what show Stephen A's on, that would make
he's been on that show for a long time, I mean, and that makes a little bit more sense.
13 years, he's just said. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he's also on every show on ESPN.
That's also
So that's
true.
Also confusing, because you're like, when did you say it? Because he has like a radio show, a podcast, he has a million, he's on NBA Countdown, he's on like everything.
There's enough ex-players that have come out and been like, we have no idea who's on what show. That's a lie. Like,
well,
so many,
some of those guys, so, I think, like, care more than others.
That's a lie. Like, I said this to Hart yesterday in the crossover. Keith, you and I, certainly Hart, we've covered some teams in our day, brag.
Nice.
And I remember being shocked in the Fenway clubhouse for both the Red Sox and the opponent. They're just watching all these. They're sitting
like
there
MLB
on the couch.
Network and stuff.
Just watching all MLB Network or ESPN. All these shows are on. They're all on.
But it's also not everybody. Like, the teams are so big where, like, if you had 53 guys.
No, that's true. It's not everyone.
A couple know every guy on every show. I bet there's a couple that don't even know TV exists.
But to be like, we don't have time, that's a lot. We don't have time?
Well,
you do. This is on nonstop. When you're running on a treadmill, you're lifting weights, standing there watching somebody else, it's on a TV in the corner. Like, it's on.
But it might be on mute. Like, we have the TV on in here. And, like, at the end of the day, you're like, who was on today?
Right now, I could be like, oh, yeah, I'm not even listening. I could be like, that's First Take with Dan Orlovsky and Cam Newton. They're on the screen. First Take is on the screen.
Yeah, but our job is also sitting in front of a microphone and there's TVs in here. It's a little bit different than those guys moving all around.
But this idea that, like, no athletes have time to pay attention to this, that's nonsense.
But the idea that all athletes do is also nonsense.
No, I agree.
Okay.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
But so, and Drake May might be one of these guys who doesn't. I'm not telling you I know the answer. If you're asking my guess, I bet he knows it because of how he reveres Cam Newton.
But it's just such a pompous answer and
from
response
Stephen A.
by Stephen
1000%.
A. This is like, it sounds like LeBron James.
But it's
and Stephen A carries himself that way.
Yeah.
And like, he's very successful. But like, remember the ESPN tweeted out last year, I think, was it during the NBA Finals? Like, his arrival and like his walk through the tunnel, he's like James Harden.
He's pompous.
Like, right.
I mean, it's part of what I like about him.
He has to do that. He has to turn into a character because also from what everybody says is he's like this on the air and not off the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard about Stephen A. It's he's pretty like calm and quiet off the air.
Huh.
But he like turns it on and it's worked for him.
Yeah.
So he's playing a character. That's fine. But to think that everybody watches your show at all times is just kind of ridiculous.
Because
they clearly don't.
So I agree.
You even said it's the number one show on ESPN.
But let's
say it's the number one show everywhere.
Let's just point out, too, all these athletes saying we don't have time for it, that is also garbage.
Well, I think Drake May, and you brought this up, I think what Drake May was trying to do was sort of just like, you know, he wasn't trying to criticize anybody, but he was also trying to make it a non-issue. But the way he did it, and I don't even blame him. It looked clunky.
He was trying to sidestep the question.
And it allowed for them to sort of sink their teeth into it, even though those guys were wrong to do it the way they did, Cam Newton and Stephen A. Oddly enough, and we didn't even play the cut yesterday, but oddly enough, Ryan Clark, who has found himself in like a half dozen crazy beefs this year, he was sort of the voice of reason, being like, Drake May doesn't need to watch this show. Like, players don't have to watch this show. Like, he's trying to do his thing. He's like, only worried about what the guys in the locker room say, not what everybody else says. And he's like, he actually was sort of the voice of reason in the whole thing, which is strange.
I agree. Like, Ryan Clark came across well there. And he's like, look, I mean, he doesn't have to watch the show. He might not be aware, which is fair to point out. Mm-hmm. I think we've pointed that out. If you're asking me what I think differently, but I wouldn't call Drake May a liar.
Hey, those guys have a job to do. Like, that's like as nice a way of just sort of like ignoring the criticism, right? Like Vrabel's done it when asked, oh, the schedule sucks or whatever. It's like, all right, you guys can say whatever you want.
Well, kind of. I mean, he did bite Curtis's head off and was sitting over there smart. No, but I'm just saying, but he didn't just let it be and like let it fly.
But Vrabel has used the line like, I understand you guys have a job to do.
Yeah.
Which is basically like a nice way of saying F you, but there is like a, listen, I know what your job is. I don't agree with it, but that's part of what you guys do.
So, look, I think Ryan Clark knows, and some athletes are thin-skinned and rabbit-eared. I don't know if Drake May is that. I genuinely don't. But I think there's been some in town that we know. Some of the Celtics players, you know, between Tatum and Jaylen Brown, I think we know. And I think Mac paid attention to it, and I think there are athletes here that we know. I don't know that about Drake May, but I think some of them pay attention to all the criticism. And they have friends and buddies, or in Drake May's case, maybe his brothers. Hart brought this up yesterday. It's a good point. Maybe they're putting it on his radar. So let's play Drake May one more time for those who haven't heard it. This story somehow took a while to blow up, but it's blown up. Let's play Drake May one more time, and then I want to play Vrabel after that. Here's Drake May. This is what set it all off for Stephen A. to call him a liar and Cam Newton.
Scathing commentary from
Cam Newton
Drake
to want
May.
To fight Andy Hart, I guess, if he keeps poking the bear. Here's Drake May.
Cam Newton said the Patriots are fool's gold. That was his words, not mine. Do you hear those things? Do you react those things? Any comment on that?
Oh no! Yeah, I don't even. I don't even know what show he's on. You know, I think they get paid to make remarks and make certain comments. So, you know, just worried about what people in our organization think and worried about what we think and my teammates think. And you know, everybody's gonna have different opinions. So, we should go out there on Sunday and worry about ourselves.
If he just said that without the "I don't even know what show he's on," this would be nothing.
Correct. Yeah. And I don't blame him. Like that's how he answered it. I think it was because the way the question was asked, it was like, first, like, do you hear it? And so I think he was caught in a spot where he's like, yeah, I do, but I don't want to say that I do.
Right.
So then let me just start by saying, like, I don't even know what show he's on, and then get into the answer. Cause it is kind of like the perfect answer after. It's what a lot of kind of like a fallback reaction would be. And it's pretty harmless. And cause like what those guys jumped onto was that part. That's what Stephen A. got all butthurt about, and that's why they made it a big deal.
Let's hear Vrabel, because Vrabel was asked about it as well with Greg's show. And if you missed any of this, Drake May or Mike Vrabel on Monday, Patriots Monday, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. Use the Rewind feature, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You'll never miss a minute of Jones and Keefe. So it's a good thing to go download. Here's Vrabel from Monday.
You still hear somebody like Cam Newton on Friday say that this team is fool's gold. Is that weird to you?
No, nothing's weird to me. No, because people could come on a radio or, you know what I mean? It's just like they could, whatever. It's just things that get their attention or we are okay with that. I promise you, we were okay with anything that anybody says. We are going to come to work. We're going to focus on us. We're going to try to improve. And we're going to focus on the Bengals and going on a road and trying to get our 10th win. That's all we're going to focus on. you know, it just seems that whatever it is, people are going to have something to say, which is great, and they're entitled to their opinion. And what's most important is what we do here and how we work. I promise you, none of that is offensive at all. We just enjoy playing, you know, coaching these guys and watching them be excited and enjoy those moments like Thursday night.
So in real time, I heard that answer from Vrabel, which I think he did a better job sidestepping out of it.
Of course.
And he's more.
He's had a lot more opportunity.
More polished, exactly. He was a player for a longer period of time than May has been. He's been a coach now for a long time. So you'd expect him to be more polished. I heard that in real time, Keith, and I thought he was kind of just trying to relay to, like, Greg and Wiggy and Curtis and everybody else, like, look, you guys can ask whatever, like, you can say whatever, and we're not going to take it personally. That's kind of what I thought in real time. After hearing Drake later in the day, I kind of think that was his talking point to the team, which we tend to hear trickle out with the team after Vrabel says it, whether Vrabel says it on the radio or a post-game press conference or, you know, some of these other press conferences that he does throughout the week. I think we hear him say something and then the players kind of parrot it. I think that's what Drake was trying to do, and he just kind of lost it. Like, I think the more I've thought about this, the more I think that's kind of the case.
I think you're probably right, especially because his first reaction is what he thought was the right thing to say, and then it was immediately after that it was all very kind of cliche, worried about what the team says, these guys got a job to do, and then that's sort of like a nothing sandwich. But what I would really like to and I guess this doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, but like the Stephen A. and Cam Newton, they heard the cut. They heard the question and the answer, and they still feel like he was taken out of context.
I don't think they heard it.
It was legitimately the context.
I'm guessing they didn't listen
Cam
to
Newton,
it.
After listening to the question asked twice, circles back and is like, I'm standing on business and they are fool's gold. It's like, what are you guys even arguing about?
I just bet they haven't heard it.
Fool's gold written all over it.
How do you think
I bet they didn't listen. I bet a producer's like, you hear what they said? And they're like, what? And I bet they didn't listen to it. Plain and simple.
What now?
They have 8 million different topics they got to cover on 32 different teams in the NFL, and I bet they didn't listen to it.
So let me ask you this. Do you think Drake May is aware of the attention this is
getting? Oh, yeah. Big time.
How do you think next Monday's interview with Hart and Fitz is going to go?
I was going to ask, does it impact him on the field at all?
But okay. I don't. I don't think it'll impact him on the field
at all. How does the interview go?
Yeah, I wonder. Because it's like, I don't blame Hart and Fitzy for asking him that at all. It seemed like a very innocuous question. And then he answered it the way he felt like he should answer it. But then it became way bigger of a deal than it had really should be. But is he annoyed at those guys at all for it? He should only be annoyed at Stephen A. and Cam.
Well, or himself. I mean, he's the one who said, I don't know what show. No, he should not be. If he's mad at anybody, like from that radio interview, it should be himself. I wouldn't be mad at Andy or Fitzy or anybody else. He's the one who said, I don't even know what show they're on.
Yeah.
He didn't have to say that. He said that. So he could.
But now is he going to be like a less willing to talk, I wonder, going forward? Because he's like, see, I tried answering a question and this is what happened.
He's already pretty not willing.
True.
Based on what I hear on Mondays, he's already pretty not willing.
He went to the Christian Gonzalez School of Interviews.
But I guess you could always go less.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I'll have to listen on Monday.
617-779-7937. Yeah, you want to be locked in either way every week with Drake May on Patriots Mondays here on WEEI.
Great answer. That was from
Fitzy, and I really apologize. I'm not sure who his co-host
Fitz and
was.
Fitz and Witt. We appreciate that.
I don't even get the joke.
Is that a joke?
I guess. Fitz and Witt?
Yeah, I don't know.
I
don't know about McAfee anymore. So I like McAfee.
Uh-oh, Keith. Don't poke the bear.
No, but don't you feel
as we said yesterday, that man stands on everything, not just business. Just he never sits
for the whole show.
I've never seen him sit.
Call me crazy. Maybe I'm in the minority here,
uh-huh.
But I feel like ESPN has seen, like, people, they respond to Stephen A., they respond to McAfee. So then they're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put these guys on every single show. They're like, this is what they like. So let's just use them all the time and in everything. And
keep poking this bear.
That usually backfires, I feel like.
Yeah. You get overexposed.
Sometimes less is more.
Yeah, but it's true.
I don't know. It's working for him, I guess.
Let's go to Rob in Rhode Island on Cam Newton. Go ahead, Rob.
Good morning, guys. First thing, the statement of the fool's gold made by Cam Newton, he ought to reflect back on his own career, because any time that Carolina team was in position to do anything, that was fool's gold. Those were some trash teams. I think Cam Newton is one of the most overrated quarterbacks in the history of the NFL.
He was an MVP and he made a Super Bowl. Like, I'm not going to go there with
him. I mean, you can make fun of what he says. I'm not making fun of his career.
No, I agree, but in that MVP year, it was mainly for his rushing. It wasn't for his throwing.
Okay.
You know, he had a couple of good seasons, but he's an overrated quarterback overall. And as far as Drake May saying, you know, he didn't know, I legit believe that. When the kid was 10 years old, he loved Cam Newton. That time has passed. So I really don't think he's listening on the radio.
It passed because Cam's been, if it's even passed, it passed because Cam's been critical of him, which I bet is on his radar, which would lead me to believe I bet he knows what show it's on, but that's just a bet. I wouldn't call him, I'm not calling him a liar.
No.
If you're just asking me what I believe, that's what I believe. But I wouldn't come out and say he's a liar. I don't know if he's aware. But, yeah, he's come under fire from Cam Newton. We've been talking about Cam for weeks. His subject line said Cam is irrelevant, which I disagree with. I think this would prove he's not irrelevant. He's pretty relevant.
Yeah.
And I'm not dumb. Cam in New England, I would dump on the way that he played.
He's terrible.
Cam's career?
He was very good. He won a Heisman. He won an MVP. He's a great player, but that's not really the point.
I would argue I think he was underrated as a player, not overrated.
Yeah, he may have been, because everybody points to like not falling on the fumble. And then here we remember the 2020 season. Right, but a lot of people around the
league. He's awful here. Yeah. But Cam in his prime in Carolina was, if not elite, right there. I don't think he's overrated. I think he's underrated.
Yeah, but him saying they're fool's gold, it doesn't matter if he was the greatest quarterback or the worst quarterback of all time. Like, he's a former player now in the media. He said they're fool's gold. That's what they're reacting to. And I guess you could say, all right, well, there's a little bit more of a connection because he played for Carolina and Drake May liked him growing up. But even if he liked Steve Berline and he said that, or Rodney Pete and he said that, you know what I'm saying? Like, his credentials as a player, I don't think are all that relevant.
Is Drake May playing good football, Stephen Anthony and Ryan Terry? Absolutely.
Oh,
there you go.
There you go. You don't like that, Patriots fans? You overrated that. Now?
Stephen Anthony?
617-779-7937. More your phone calls on this if you want to jump in. We will get to the Red Sox before the hour's out. We, of course, will have the weekend review at 12:45. And you hear that, Keith?
I do.
Nice. We got Keith's Keys, Pats and Bengals at 1 o'clock. But on the way next, it's time for the Friday Four.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Back. Yeah. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It is the Friday 4-Pack brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Let's get into the four-pack here in a moment.
Uh-huh.
John is in Drake-It on Stephen A.
Let's go.
I want to hear from him. Go ahead, John.
Jones and Keith, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy good morning, Friday, John.
All right. So as far as Stephen A. Smith, obviously, I think he's spectacular at what he does. He's successful. He does have a tendency to use way too many words to explain what he's trying to get at, but we're all kind of guilty of that anyway.
Yeah,
but
been there.
Let's not forget. Oh, yeah, I think all of us have. He's wading into politics now. So he's kind of sounds a little like Trump when he's talking about Drake May and lying and the fact that he has the highest rated show on ESPN, which I don't even know how that makes any sense because I don't even know what the ratings are. They're not all that good. And he's talking about PTI, which he has nothing to do with. But he's just doing what he's doing. And he's kind of working out of that playbook. The other thing, too, as far as Cam Newton, is Cam Newton not a Bill Belichick guy, if
yes.
I recall? I
yes.
mean, 1 year 100%. He's here, he's a Belichick guy, right?
Definitely.
All right, so, you know, look into that maybe he's running interference with Belichick at some point.
Well, Keith has brought
really
this up.
I don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
I think that's a good theory for Cam Newton to sort of, like, not give the Patriots a lot of credit yet because he doesn't like how quickly they've been able to turn around post-Bill.
White knighting for Bill.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do.
It is a good theory.
It has a lot to do with that.
His subject line said, Stephen A. wants attention.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody?
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I mean, right.
Part of the job.
You should want that.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of why he's successful. You want attention on your show. And
yeah.
So I why anybody's like, well, he just wants attention. Right.
That's yeah,
he wants people watching his show.
Right.
Yep. I mean that to me is a nonsense criticism of Stephen A. Hey, you don't have to watch, but yeah, we all want attention on our shows. You should want that in this industry.
But
yeah.
I also start to separate a little bit. So Stephen A, I think obviously he's done a great job, and you can agree or disagree, and that's sort of the point. Like if you disagree with him, fine, you're still maybe watching it, maybe you're not, but whatever. Like there's still you know who he is, like the whole thing. So I think he's been very successful. There is a line though, I wonder, with some of the other guys that mm-hmm. he's had on the show. That maybe are there and then they're gone. And so, like, Rob Parker was one of these guys who, like, we never played his stuff on any of the shows I was on because it was always, like, these, like, outrageous things. Like, so outrageous. Like, he'd be like, guys, Eli Manning beat Tom Brady in a Super Bowl, so he's better than Tom Brady.
I call him the Fofote, the finals failure of all time.
So, you know what I mean? It's, like, stuff like that where you're like, all right, there's a fine line between, like, just wanting attention, just look at me.
Do you think Cam's on the wrong side of that?
I think he's getting close. So when he's like, Kevin Stefanski doesn't want Shadur to be good and Shadur shouldn't even take the field, you're like, okay, bud, like, I don't know about that. And then this stuff with he's like, you know, the fool's gold thing, which is fine if you want to say they're fool's gold, but then the way you're going about it and you're kind of contradicting yourself, I don't know. He seems to be in the... All right, I need to carve out a spot for myself. Like, how do I stay on the show
right.
with Stephen A? I need these moments. But if a lot of the moments are people being like, that's really your thought, I don't know if there's a lot of longevity there.
In a big game, I'd take Eli over Brady.
Okay, so
that's Rob Parker.
Like, right, you say that stuff, you're like, okay, you're going to get attention, but it's just like sort of like nonsense attention.
When Stephen A illegally slanders someone else, that seems like a reason to turn off his show. Let's be grown-ups. Let's not... Illegal slander.
Damn it, everybody knows that I'm a bottom feeder.
That's...
Oh, there's some entertainment value there, too.
Yeah. I mean, he does have, like, a political show, though. I have seen clips of that. So he's dabbling in that these days.
Yeah, I think that's gone to his head because people are
going to run at president.
You're going to run for president?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, maybe. You know, okay, for God's sakes. He's running on the platform that everybody watches this show.
Right.
He's the number one ESPN show.
Yeah, well I was going to say, imagine if Wilbon and Kornheiser ran, how many votes they'd get.
Probably a ton. They've been the number one show for 20 decades.
20 decades, according to him. All right, Friday four-pack. What's first up, Bill?
What one player off the Bengals besides Ja'Marr Chase would you want most on the Patriots?
I think I'll still go T. Higgins.
It's probably the answer.
Trey Hendrickson, you can make an argument for.
Hendrickson's in the mix. Chase Brown's good.
Yeah, he's good. And the receiving group I've liked more than I thought I would this year for the Patriots has been really good. But T. Higgins is legit. I wanted him last offseason. I would still take him. I think he can be a number one.
Just to be clear. We're including Burrow in this.
Yep.
Yeah, so am I.
Only Chase is removed. I feel like that would have been the obvious answer for both of us. So only he's removed. Anybody else.
But we are not taking Joe Burrow. We're sticking with May.
Yeah.
I think T. Higgins is probably the right answer. Chase Brown is maybe an upgrade on Henderson. You know, good receiving back. But I would probably not go with that. Hendrickson would be the other guy to think about on Cincinnati. And I know a lot of Pats fans want him, but I think Higgins is probably the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Billy, what else?
What all-time Bengals jersey would you want most?
Well, Icky Woods is a top five all-time Tiger.
True. So it yeah, would make you might want to shuffle that a little bit.
That you could go with that one.
I had a Chad Johnson brag in like college, high school,
Johnson.
College.
Not Ocho Cinco.
No, no, no. It was Johnson. Chad Johnson. It was nice. When he was doing all the touchdown celebrations. He was very, very entertaining, and he was very, very good. So that's it. Chad Johnson. I liked Carl Pickens.
I also like Carl Pickens.
Carl Pickens was a
in
good
fact,
one.
He was an honorable mention when I was trying to come up
Ooh,
with the
top Bengals.
Yeah,
I like Carl Pickens a lot. So it'd probably be those guys.
You brought up Icky Woods before, right, Bill? I think maybe the first Friday four-pack was Pats and Bengals last year.
Oh, right.
And I feel like you might have brought up Icky Woods then.
Icky Woods jersey, absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Solid.
Could you get like a Corey Dillon jersey?
You could get a clock killing Corey Dillon if you wanted.
Terrell
Owens was there for a year.
Yeah, T.O. Houshmandzadeh. Nice player.
Ooh, Peter Warwick. He was not a great NFL player.
No. The late Rudy Johnson. I like Rudy Johnson in fantasy.
Rudy Johnson.
Yep. Yes.
Cedric Benson.
Cedric Benson.
The late Cedric Benson.
Is that that's a
yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. I had less shares of him.
Sadly.
But okay. Those are some good Bengals there. You can, anybody say Collinsworth?
No.
You don't want a Chris Collinsworth jersey?
I don't.
Okay. Moving along. What else?
Will Joe Burrow ever win a Super Bowl?
No. Not with the Bengals.
Well, he's on the Bengals, and it seems like he's going to be on the Bengals for the foreseeable future, and it seems like it's a very crowded AFC. Just like it's hard to give anybody in that group like an automatic yes, because even if you're like, you might be teetering on whether Allen or Lamar are going to make it, and they're both in better situations than Burrow is. So obviously you have Patrick Mahomes kind of standing in the way. It seems like, I don't know, there's a handful of teams that have kind of come out of nowhere this year. Like, not that they're going to win the Super Bowl, but New England, Denver, Indianapolis, they've all made it way more, there's way more teams involved now than I thought there would be at the beginning of the season. But it's also the Bengals. So it's like, no, I would say no. If you had to bet yes or no right now, I would say no.
Did you have the take before that Josh Allen won't win one with the Bills?
Yeah.
That was you, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think if we're saying that about Allen and the Bills, you have to say it about Burrow.
Because they all have to cannibalize each other in the AFC,
right.
And then you still have to beat whoever emerges from the NFC.
Could Burrow
obviously, that's how it works.
Could Burrow, right, but could Burrow go to another franchise
Stafford
and win?
Later, maybe, because like Stafford wasn't going to win with the Lions.
Yeah, or
like
Manning moved and won again, Brady moved and won again. Like, could he do, I mean, those he hasn't won yet, but like to the point of a guy moving and winning a Super Bowl, could he do it? Maybe.
Could.
But yeah, with him in Cincinnati now, with his track record of health or lack thereof,
no.
And I would say Allen, it's more likely Allen wins in Buffalo than he wins in Cincinnati. Better team, and he's always healthy. He's always out there.
Yeah, right.
Okay, what else?
Finally, what is the first thing you think of when you hear Cincinnati Bengals?
So I hate to say it, it might be on to Cincinnati. I hate to give Bill that much credit, but it might be that.
I don't really. I remember hating the Steelers so much. And they were in a playoff game against the Bengals, and Carson Palmer was their quarterback. And I was like, the Bengals, because I kind of liked them. All those guys we just named were all on the team.
They were a loser team that came out of nowhere with Carson Palmer.
And then Palmer like has his leg shattered.
Got hurt.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And like, because they were such a loser franchise, but then they had that little spurt where like, maybe they'll be kind of a fun, good team, and they never did. It was almost like the Sacramento Kings had that run in basketball where like,
they were
a fun, awesome
they were
team.
So fun.
Never won anything. Or at least of significance. So it might be that. You know, Chad Johnson he had a run where he was really good. But that's kind of...
Jerome Simpson's front flip into the end zone.
Oh, maybe. I mean, I guess...
But it's like once ago played for a random player.
Maybe Burrow recently beating the Chiefs in Kansas City.
Yeah.
That nobody really does that.
I'm telling you, we're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Here's another one, and this just occurred to me. I believe... Did they open the... was it Belichick's first game or was it the first game in 2001 where they played the Bengals? And they lost to the Bengals. It was an early Belichick tenure game. I can't remember which year. But I remember that because you're like, holy crap, this team's going to stink. Like, you kind of go into the year and you have high hopes.
Yeah, 01, it was week one. Good memory.
So they started with the Bengals week one. You kind of go into the year and you're like, all right, it's Bill's second year. You know, they have Bledsoe. You kind of go in thinking maybe they could win week one. It's the Bengals. They're always terrible, and they lose to Cincinnati, and you're like, oh, my God, they might stink.
Do you remember who the starting quarterback was for the Cincinnati Bengals in 01 against Drew Bledsoe?
It's before Andy Dalton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, way before Andy Dalton.
Yeah. Oh, Kitna?
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah, John Kitna, 204 yards and a touchdown
You get
pass.
It back there, Billy? I see a lot of nodding back there.
Oh, no, I just feel like it was Kitna, yeah.
Oh, nice. How about that?
His receivers that day were Peter Warwick, Danny Scott, Tony McGee and Ron Duggins.
Dylan must have ran on him, though, yeah.
Corey Dillon had 104 yards. In
there you go.
Yeah,
nice day for
man. Yeah, a ton of runs.
Wasn't just killing clock. He was getting in the end zone there.
It was a tough day at the office for Antoine Smith, who ran 11 times for 33 yards. That wasn't great.
Well, they hadn't gotten the run game.
No. Jermaine Wiggins? How'd Jermaine Wiggins do in that game?
Touchdown.
Oh, wow. No, touchdown.
What?
Wiggy, 3 catches, 24 yards, and a touchdown.
Oh, I think I say 1 catch, 1 yard, touchdown.
No, that would have been Vrabel had he been in there a couple years later. No, Wiggy had a touchdown in that game.
Okay. How about
pretty
that?
A
lot of suggestions on text line for Bengals jerseys.
Yeah, what do you got?
Collinsworth, a lot of Boomer.
Oh, Boomer size.
Ken Anderson.
Yeah.
Love that no one said A.J. Green. A.J. Green was good for a while.
A.J. Green was good. Anthony Munoz.
Anthony Munoz, good one.
Class. He's a Hall of Famer.
Isn't that the closer for the Mariners?
I
random
was thinking,
player of the day.
Is Big Daddy Wilkinson? Was he a Bengal?
Dan Wilkerson?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy was.
Yeah, that's a good jersey.
Geno Atkins, he was there for. He was
ooh, Geno Atkins, nice player.
Geno Atkins was a nice player.
How about that?
I'll give you that.
Okay, that's the Friday 4-pack every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We got Week in Review at 12:45. Keefe's Keys, the Pats and Bengals coming up at 1 o'clock. A quick Red Sox thought coming up next as well.
Ooh, Vontaze Burfict.
Good
great
jersey.
Wow,
good,
great that guy's
one.
A lunatic. Good
that
jersey.
That is a great
that's
one.
That's from the Twitch chat.
Is the Red Sox plan starting to crystallize, and are they really getting anybody this offseason? Let's get to it next.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
That was Alex Speer, 310 to left. He's dialed in with ownership, unfortunately. So he says, yeah, I could see him getting one of the big bats and then maybe another mid-tier bat this offseason.
Okay.
That's not the kind of approach
I
was hoping for, and that echoes what Morosi said the other day. It's Alonso or Bregman. It's not both.
Yeah, that's disappointing because it really should be both. There's no reason why it shouldn't be both. And you don't want – if Bregman's the big bat and then it's a mid-tier bat, you're like, what is this? So now – you're really taking last year's team, and after a whole year, you've replaced Devers with a mid-tier bat?
No, that's not how you do it.
No.
I don't want that at all.
No, trust me. I like my guy Breslow, but that's nowhere near enough.
I mean, the way things went for much of last year, you could even say Bregman's a mid-tier bat. Like, give me Pete Alonso, and then if you want to say Bregman is, I know he does more than that, and he had stretches where he was really, really good, but you get my point. You're talking about 18 home runs from last year.
Yeah.
You can do better than that.
Now, I'm trying to find it. Our buddy Justin in D.C., who calls him frequently, hates Breslow.
Yeah.
And I agreed with him when he called in earlier. He's like, if they don't get Bregman, Alonso, or Bregman and another big bat plus a pitcher.
Schwarbs, Bichette.
It's not enough, right? And
yes.
I said, yeah, no, I agree with you. They need to do that this year. They need to bring back Bregman,
mm-hmm.
replace Devers.
Right. And get a pitcher.
The salary. yeah. And get a pitcher. That's what they have to do for an offseason that I'm going to like.
Agreed.
And we can debate on what those bats are. You know, I don't even, I'm really not all that gung-ho if it's Alonso and Bichette. Like, I'd
take that.
Well, I want to see what he's going to get. There are some projections that he's going to get like $200+ million.
So, but that doesn't bother me.
I'd give him credit for spending the money. I don't know that I'm in love with signing that player, but whatever.
Free agents are going to get more money than they probably deserve overall. But I would say if you get Bichette and you also get Alonso and a pitcher, then I'm like, all right, you might have overpaid all those guys, but you got them. So I'm fine with that. But if you're like overpaying Bichette, now we can't get Alonso, that's different.
And you paid. Right.
Yes.
I definitely give him credit for spending money, but then I'd look at it and say, well, why didn't you spend it on Bregman, who I prefer to this guy, et cetera? So that's how I'd look at that. But Justin in D.C., the reason this Alex Spears story was on my radar is he said it yesterday. He's like, the offseason's already a failure.
It's like,
and I'm like,
hold on a second.
It might be. I mean, if that's what they're doing, Alonso or Bregman and another mid tier bat. And he went through a bunch of the names. Like Eugenio Suarez was one of those mid tier bats. There was another guy in Seattle that he brought up. I'm trying to remember who it was off the top of my head.
Not Naylor.
Polanco?
Maybe.
So I'm like, that to me, I would call it a failure. Like, it doesn't mean the Red Sox are going to stink, but I would grade the offseason a failure. Yeah. I don't agree with him yet that it's already over. And you brought this up to me, Keith, when we were just hearing Spear bouncing back. You're like, what did Spear say last offseason?
He said it was like a Reddit kind of chat, and they were asking him, you know, what do you expect or how much money are they going to spend? And he thought one, like, $100 million deal, essentially. And we referenced it a lot, and then lo and behold, they do. Now, it's structured weird where Bregman can opt out, but if he just kept opting in, it would have been over $100 million.
They were on the hook for over $100 million. He was right.
So you're like, all right, that's what they did in free agency. However, they also traded for Garrett Crochet, and before the season began, or maybe it was the day of the season, they signed him to a $100-plus million deal. So if you look at it that way, you're just talking about money. And go back to last April, they still had Devers on the books, and they did all those moves. So maybe Spear, in a way, kind of undersold it a little bit. Like, he was kind of right, but the amount of money they actually signed off on was way more than that. It was more than double.
Yeah. So look, maybe he's a little light on this, and maybe they'll bring back Bregman and sign Alonso. I mean, he said the other day, and we detailed this, I think, on yesterday's show, 2 days ago, that they have, you know, upwards of $40 million they can add to last year's payroll.
Yeah.
You know, not even where they're at now. I think it's closer to 80 this year. But where they're at on last year's payroll is they have upwards of $40 million they can spend. So they have it.
Uh-huh.
They may not spend it. Mm-hmm. The way they've been acting lately, they probably won't. But they have it. And he's been telling you they're ready to go spend. But the question is on how many upgrades and where are they going to upgrade? So,
because it'll be so demoralizing this year. I feel like even more so than last year because you tasted playoff success.
Agreed.
And you're like, oh, you're not that far away. Whereas before you're like, well,
people are
a lot
back,
of losing seasons.
People are back to getting their hopes up a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, we probably have our hopes up more. We're talking about Scooble and Alonso and Schwarber and all. Like, we probably have our hopes up more than most. But
don't waste it. You have Garrett Crochet. You have Roman Anthony. So don't make Garrett Crochet wake up and think he's back with the White Sox. He's like, all right, you're going to have a really good season, but you don't have a lot around you. Like, don't do that.
Are you sold? And Spear characterized it this way. He's like, there's four big bats available in free agency. It is Schwarber. It is Tucker. It is Alonso and Bichette. He did not include Bregman in that group.
Good.
He's like, those are the ones that are going to get paid the most.
Yeah.
Are you confident they'll get one of those four?
Oh, no, I'm not confident. No. No, no, no. No, God, no.
If you
confident.
Add Bregman into it, are you confident they get one of those five?
Yes.
Okay, so Bregman makes a difference for you. Okay.
Yeah, I think Bregman,
they have to get one of those five.
Well, I'm just,
they have to get one of them. I'm hoping they get two of them and get a pitcher on top of it, but they have to get one of those five.
They have to. I'm with you, but like, I'm nervous about it.
Tucker's not coming here, so basically cross him out.
Right. It's not going to be Tucker. I'd be surprised if it was Schwarber.
I also would be surprised at Schwarber, although passing Passan did not rule that out.
Okay.
When he was going through it, but
which is great about Passan. He also didn't rule out Skubal, so I'm good on that. But no, part of my fear is Alex Bregman, who we have to clarify we both want. But if he, you know what I mean? But I feel like I've talked down about him all the time. I want
it doesn't
the player.
Always sound like I mean, we have a drop that proves I want him back here.
You want him back more than most.
I want him back more than anybody that I personally have heard. I have not heard anybody else go as far as me.
I agree.
With wanting him back.
Hold my nose and give it to him, yeah.
Yeesh. But.
What if he was like, you can't hold your nose? But I would say, to me, if he is the only bat that they sign, it's not his fault, but it'd be such a letdown.
It'd be like,
such
great.
An incredible letdown.
It's just last year's team.
You got him. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like getting Chris Sale at the trade deadline off the IL.
Yeah. So, no, we want Bregman back. And the way we talk about it, it kind of sounds like we're talking.
No.
It can't just be that. You have to bring him back.
Then you're putting him in a bad spot.
And improve the team.
Yeah.
You have to do both. But again, we've talked about this before. So, Alonso or Bregman, I'd take Bregman. You'd take Alonso. Have I asked you this? Bregman or Bichette?
Bregman. Yeah. He can play the field.
Well, I think there's
Bichette's trash that, the field.
That honestly is, and I know Bregman started the year making a million errors, and I don't ever think he was fully healthy, but Bregman is a good defensive player. Bichette's not. And so I think if you need like a tiebreaker there,
yeah.
Bichette's younger and has more power, but I think Bregman's the better
player. I don't think, to me, there's not like a tremendous drop-off. So say like you started the season and in your mind you're like, hey, I really want Pete Alonso. And then they're like, guess what? Tristan Casas is at first base. You'd be like, oh, crap. Where if you're like, hey, Alex Bregman, they didn't get him, but Bo Bichette's at third. I'd be like, okay. I wouldn't kick and scream about it.
I mean, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree that it's probably, I mean, if that's the alternative, Casas at first, I would agree with
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that would be a move. That would be an upgrade. But you I don't see why you wouldn't.
You got
both.
Rid of the worst third baseman in baseball to bring in the worst third baseman in baseball.
All right, calm down. Here comes defensive metrics Nick.
Seriously. Fielding Bible Nick over here. 617-779.
I can tell the blue and red on baseball score. I can tell.
793-7. It's how you jump in here on Jones and Keith. We're going to talk to Mike and Wenu on a Patriots Friday. That's
right,
later
Big Mike.
On. In today's program, we got the week in review. Keith's Keys.
Yes, sir.
The Pats and Bengals, of course. And let's get back into the division. The AFC East was decided last night. The Bills are dead. When it comes to the division, that's next.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.